Yeah, we lost another close game to a really good UNH football team. We got off to a fast start in all three phases. I'm proud of our team and the energy and sustained effort and our physicality in the football game. We played suffocating defense. Devontae Edwards and our defensive staff put together a great plan and put our standard on film. 15 negative plays. We hit the quarterback, created two takeaways, got off the field on third down. When you give up 151 yards of total offense, you expect to win the football game. We came out strong offensively early and scored on our first two possessions, but then tripped over ourselves some. Failed to take advantage of some red zone opportunities and some great field position generated from some takeaways and punt returns. Now, I don't want to take anything away from the UNH defensive effort. They played great. They did a great job of getting pressure on our quarterback. They kept the ball in front of them on the back end, making us earn it. And they did a great job against us in the short yardage situation. So my hat's off to Rick and Garrett Gillick and their football team. They came down here and they were steady. They didn't beat themselves and got the win down here on Saturday.
Let's go back and start with your defense, because that's had been a pretty high-powered UNH offense. Like you said, you guys hold to 151 yards, only 32 on the ground. With all those tackles for loss, I think you had eight pass breakups. What were you able to do so effectively, and did you think you were going to be able to get that kind of pressure on Morgan and cause the struggles that you did for him?
We created a lot of one-on-one matchups in the game is what we did. So up front, with our D line and our linebackers, from a pressure standpoint, created a lot of one-on-ones, which means you've got a lot of one-on-ones on the back end, as well. And I felt like our guys on the back end stood tall. Those receivers, man, I'm telling you, they can go up and make competitive catches. Not necessarily getting behind us, but when it's a 50-50 ball, Rick's done a great job there with those guys, and they're competing, and they do a good job at the moment of truth. So, it was a big challenge for us to do what we did defensively against them. But I think a lot of it had to do with the energy, with the juice, with the effort, the passion that we played with on defense. We played fast and physical all day long.
First question is more from Mark Singlace. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Tony. Mark Singlace from the Albany Times Union. How are you?
Good, Mark.
I wanted to ask you about punting just a little bit. Albany's guy's been good, but I see your guy, Jeff Yerkman, one of the best in the country. I think he's at like 12 over 50 or something. Win or lose, what has he meant to your team as far as field position and all that?
Yeah, I will say this first. This is the year of the punter, it seems like, in the CAA. We've got some real talented punters in our league. And Jeff is certainly one of them. So he's done a great job for us, being able to flip the field for us. And he's a great pin punter as well. He's got a pretty good arm. We've used him on some fakes this year and in the past. He's a valuable weapon for us. He can flip the field.
With him, is that he went to Pitt for a year, just wasn't seeing the field there, so he just decided to kind of come home where he was comfortable.
Yeah, it's a pretty good story too, Mark. He had a great year for us in 22, finished like in the top five in the country in yards per punt, and felt like he had the ability and the opportunity to, try to get to a Power Five program at the time, and wanted to give that a shot. And I think his experience there versus here, he felt like this was home, and he wanted to come back home. And Jeff came back last fall, and he had to earn his way back on the field and earn his scholarship back. And he's done all that. He's been it's great to have him back. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader in that specialist room. And we welcomed him back into our family, and he's come back and earned the job, earned his scholarship back.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Tony, offensively, as you said, you guys got out to a really hot start. You got 10 points in the first 10 minutes. You're up 10-0, but aren't able to score the rest of the way. I know TJ had the big run, and you were able to get Chandler Brayboy involved in some things. What happened from it over the last 3 quarters, maybe to slow that attack down?
UNH defense happened. That they created a lot of pressure on our quarterback. We tripped over ourselves some too. We had some drops. We had a bad snap in there. We had some timely penalties that set us back. So penalties, sacks, drops, a snap over the quarterback's head in a key situation, going in to tie the football game. Those are some of the things, and there's a lot of ifs and buts all over the place, for us on Saturday against UNH. And, if you go back and you look at our first six games, there's a handful of plays in each game where, if it goes a little bit different, we're on the winning end of some of those games. But at the end of the day, we need to execute, and we need to make those plays, to get back to playing winning football.
Next question for you from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Tony, how would you describe maybe the psyche of your team at this point? Obviously, tough home stand here and now going on the road.
Yeah, I would say we're frustrated, Bob. We're not discouraged. We have a resilient group. Like I said, there's a handful of plays in each of these games, and our guys know that. The mistakes that we've been making, they're fixable. I'm confident in who we are. I'm confident in our guys. We have a good football team. I think they still believe in who they are and who we are and what we are capable of. We just need to put it, we need to put it together, and get back to playing winning football.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Tony, obviously, among the mistakes that the block punt right before the half that they quickly turned into seven. What did you see happen there, and how much of a momentum swing did you feel like that was?
It was a huge momentum swing, and we had done a great job on defense to get the ball back and try to get that extra possession before the half, knowing New Hampshire would have the ball coming out in the second half. And I made the decision to be aggressive at the start of that drive, and we threw the ball down the field to try to take a shot, and then attempted to run the ball the next two plays. We end up going out of bounds, which stops the clock. We run a speed sweep that we muff the exchange, goes on the ground, which is a forward pass. So it's a stops the clock. And now we're in a situation where we got to get the punt off and play some more defense. And UNH did a good job. They moved late on us. It's a look we pick up all the time. Need to be able to pick up, need to be able to get that punt off and cover it. And we failed to do so, put the defense in a bad situation there going into the half, and gave that football team a lot of life, going into the locker room.
Your team, I think, heads out of North Carolina for the first time this season. Head to UAlbany, coming off a win. What are some of the challenges UAlbany presents for you on Saturday?
Yeah, we're looking forward to hitting the road. I'll tell you, we've been home here for now 5 weeks, right? Four games and a bye week in there. So I'm looking forward to taking our team on the road and getting them in a hotel together. That's some of the more enjoyable times, I think, for us. And you get to watch your kids hang out together. So we're looking forward to the trip. Coach Catuso's done a great job at Albany, and where he's really excelled is building the identity and developing his team within the season. And they've got over 40 transfers on the roster, and Greg's done a good job as anyone in the country of bringing those guys together and playing their best football on the in the back half of their season. So it's going to be a big road test for us. Really good CAA football game. I'm excited to see our team bounce back and see our resiliency. I believe in our guys. I believe in our team, and we just need to put it together up there on the road.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to Albany.